did not see Levante or Gerald out there. It looked like they're probably going to be able to go on Monday. I don't know if you're comfortable saying that yet. But
I'm very comfortable saying it. I wish they weren't, but unfortunately, they'll both be out.
Vernon looked like he might have taken a setback. We saw him not practicing as well as he also.
That's correct.
Those are the only ones right now, or?
Only ones we're talking about.
Very good. This, you've got a longer lapse here, and you talked about adding meetings on Sunday. Are there other things you do differently?
On Monday.
On Monday.
Game day. Yeah.
On game day. Are there other things you do to kind of get them through this last push to a much later start and a much different game day routine?
We've practiced this before. I mean, you've had a Thursday night game. You've had preseason games. So it's not any different than that. So this will be our sixth time on this schedule this year. So, we talked about that the other day.
With the preseason included.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, 7 o'clock or later starts.
Your Monday night, I was looking at, I mean, you've had games as assistant where you won against Peyton Manning. You have a favorite Monday night memory? Obviously, you had the win last year, too.
You caught me off guard with that one. My favorite Monday night memory is going to be this Monday.
Okay. In terms of running back, I just want to ask, I know you probably don't want to say what direction you're going in, but Peyton Barber's had two chances now where he's come in kind of in a relief capacity or stepping in for someone else and has handled it well. Just want to ask you how comfortable you've been with his progress in handling more as you've given him.
Yeah, he's done a good job. I mean, yeah, we're totally comfortable in any of our four backs. So, any of those guys get out there, we're confident that they'll do the job.
How pleased have you been with Kendall Beckwith, stepping in? I know he's had kind of a hybrid role this year, but the fact that you can use him on the line of scrimmage.
Well, that's not what he came here to do.
Right.
We drafted him here to be a linebacker. That's what he is. And, it's just the way the numbers work out. You don't play your base defense a ton anymore. Mm-hmm. In our base defense, sometimes that guy's on the ball as an outside linebacker. Sometimes he's in the bubble, which is where Kendall's more at home. We've had to use him just because of the situation we're in with numbers. We've had to use him basically as a defensive end sometime. And, Kendall's done everything that's ever been asked of him, and he does it with a great attitude, and he goes out there and plays hard.
We think about base as just a 4-3, but what do you call the defense that you're in most often right now? Is there a name? What do you guys call it?
The defense that we're in most often?
I mean, kind of the,
just
that,
by percentages would be just sub,
right.
Nickel.
Sub-nickel, okay.
Yeah, just our sub-defense, our nickel, 4-2-5.
Right, and you guys, statistically, you're still more in 4-2-5 right now than you are kind of that 3-3-5?
Oh, right now, that we're in that the most, but we by personnel, we do have to get into that 3-3-5 sometimes. Yep.
Yeah.
I'm
always curious what you guys call things. That's all.
Sub, big sub, 30. 30 is the 3-3-5. That's what
and
we call it.
Why is it called 30?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. I thought there was a name behind it. Sorry.
Doug Martin, had that fumble recently and everything. Ball security is obviously top thing. I mean, have you lost any sort of confidence in him and his ability to run the ball?
No. Doug's a proven runner in this league, and one fumble doesn't change that.